As every kid, Anne loved Christmas. She remembers how her grandmother once took her to a big department store during December.
I remember the windows outside, standing on the ground, looking, you know, with hands on the glass. I just thought, that's the real Santa Claus and that's the real Christmas. I really believe that.
I ask her if she has any memories of Mrs. Claus.
Never. In my life, I don't think I've ever met an actual Mrs. Claus before doing this.
I'm Melene Antoni, and this is Onomatopoeia, a podcast about the people and places of New York City. In this episode, I talk to Anne Votov. Every year around Christmas, she performs as Mrs. Claus, Santa Claus's wife. But even though Christmas is a joyful time of year, there is trouble in the relationship.
Oh no! Okay, I'm gonna work on that bottom stool.
I first meet Anne in her apartment in the most northern part of Manhattan.
Okay, whoops.
It's mid-November, and Anne is taking her Mrs. Claus outfits out of boxes.
Got it.
In a couple of weeks, she'll have most of her weekends full of gigs.
This is gonna live downstairs now.
This all started in 2017. Anne had some actor friends from old days. They would sometimes do gigs as Santa Claus, and Anne thought it could be fun to do Mrs. Claus. So when her neighborhood garden did their annual tree lighting, she went.
I ho-ho-ho'd a little too loudly. I had no idea what I was doing. After that very first gig in the neighborhood garden, I was so happy and I felt so good that I had a hard time sleeping for the next 3 days.
Anne loved it. The following year, she went to Santa school. Yes, that's a thing.
I met, I think, 300 different Santas. There were a few women.
That same year, Anne got an interesting gig.
I could not believe that I was working for Bill Clinton. It was petrifying.
Yes, former President Bill Clinton and his family and their staff. Anne was nervous. She ended up next to the former president in the photo line.
And so what did I ask Bill Clinton? I asked him if he'd been good that year. And then I thought, oh no, oh no, I'm never going to be asked here again. I've just ruined Christmas. And he said, actually, I have been good, in his Arkansas accent.
So that's kind of how it started. But already the following year, things started to get complicated. Anne went to a Santa Claus gathering. She was really excited until one of the men there came over to her and said,
"You look like a trophy wife," is what he told me. He said, "You look younger than Santa. You make him look like he's a pervert." And Santa wouldn't do that. And he said, "And you know, Mrs. Claus is supposed to be ladylike and modest." And my heart just went down into my feet.
This wouldn't be the last time she would hear such comments.
I've had men say, "Oh, Santa, you must be a very lucky guy, if you know what I mean."
And it's not only the comments. There's also the salary. Anne has had gigs where she earns $15 an hour. Santa makes $100 for the same job. She has been asked to pose in swimsuits next to Santa. Other times, to sit on her knees or bend her body awkwardly so she doesn't look taller than Santa. And when she shoots car commercials, she's always in the passenger seat, with Santa, of course, behind the wheel. Perhaps Christmas is supposed to be as Christmas has always been. But does a traditional Christmas really mean that men should earn more than women? That women should not be taller than men? That women should not drive a car?
I've talked to some other Mrs. Clauses about that. We are not okay with presenting disrespect and abuse. We're not okay with reenacting that for girls.
It's late November, and Anne has a gig at one of the big department stores in Manhattan. Anne and some elves are talking to customers, all waiting for Santa. "Here he comes," it's announced over the loudspeakers. There is fake snow, reading aloud for kids. It's all just how you'd imagine a Christmas show. Santa as the main character, Mrs. Claus as a supporting role. And it is a bit odd, I think, because when I look around, I mostly see women here. Women doing Christmas shopping, mothers with their kids. In real life, these women seem to be the ones struggling to make Christmas happen. Happy holidays! I ask Anne how Christmas has changed for her since she was just a small girl believing in Santa Claus.
I think that I've seen things behind the scenes that have taken away some of the magic. I guess I'm not as impressed over certain things. I am impressed with Mrs. Clauses around the country. They found their own way to make money. Many of them are doing it without Santa at all because they just got tired of having to deal with the abuse.
It seems difficult to change something as traditional as Christmas. But, you know, Christmas is also a time for miracles and wishes.
The ultimate goal is that we should be able to be equals and do this together. That's what I'd like to see for Christmas. I'd like to see Mrs. Claus in a starring role with her husband.
This episode of Onomatopoeia was created by me, Malene Antuni. Onomatopoeia is a production of the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism. Joanne Farion is our executive producer and professor. Original theme music by Lee Feldman. Other music by Blue Dot Sessions.